you want. See the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. We're launching into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with
Ian, Julia,
and Mark. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, there's been a talk radio clash that has developed over the last 48 hours or so. We'll get to that in moments, but first to the Amplifier Line and Australia Land. It is Richard. Hello, sir.
G'day, guys. How are you?
G'day, sir. What's on your mind?
Good. Look, Julia, sorry to be the first time to speak to you and have a bit of a go at you, but you talked about in 5 years you've never paid for any music. I'm just curious to know where you expect the artists that you enjoy to be actually getting an income and whether you support them financially in any way.
Well, I don't listen to popular music at all, and in my experience, most of the musicians that I listen to have no problem, have come out and said that they don't have a problem with people downloading their music because it's more of an underground music, and they like that their music is heard. And also, I've seen lots of them in concert, and I've bought lots of their other products, such as shirts or whatever, over the years. So I've definitely supported the artists that I like. I just won't,
okay.
I won't pay
now,
for music.
Yeah, all right. Now, look, I was just curious to know, because it seems like some people don't support the artists financially in any way whatsoever, and I usually ask them the question, so how do you expect them to make a living and continue on producing the music you like? But if
there
you're
go.
Hitting them on the merchandise and that, yeah, that's all I wanted to know.
Now you have it, Richard, and Mark?
Were
you...
No. I was just going to comment.
Thanks Julia. For the call, Richard. Appreciate it.
So, what do you call that drivel that you left in my car that one time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what CD it was that you were left in specifically? What's the general category of music you listen to?
Well, I listen to electronic music, and I
mm-hmm.
believe what
That's
you're
a big
referring
category,
to.
Right?
That is a humongous category.
Okay.
And well,
like
I believe.
No acid trance or something?
I believe what I was listening to in your car was drum and bass.
I don't know what it was.
Drum and bass, probably.
I know, once I heard it, I turned it off immediately.
Alrighty. There you go. 800-259-9231. So there was a bit of a talk radio tizzy that has, I guess, erupted over the past couple days.
Little cat fight going on.
Yeah. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with Don Imus. This has to do with Opie and Anthony and Neil Bortz. Now, we've talked about, I think we've mentioned both shows in the past on this program. In case you don't know, Opie and Anthony are a show that they were fired from terrestrial radio, 4 years ago or something like that, for having a couple of their listeners go and have sex in a church after their contract ran out with CBS Radio. Then XM Satellite Radio picked them up and gave them their own channel on XM, and the channel is called The Virus, and it's labeled as Extreme Language.
Now, it must be working. They must be having enough subscribers, listeners.
They must.
To
they're still
keep them on the air. Yeah.
Right. And the channel is labeled Extreme Language. And the as I understand it, the XM radios will allow parents to block out channels with the Extreme Language feature. So anybody that tunes into these channels, they understand in advance what they're getting into, right? You understand that when you listen to this show, Opie and Anthony, you're going to hear extreme language. That means the F word, the S word, all the things we can't say here on broadcast radio. They can do it.
Who wants to hear it anyway?
They can. I don't subscribe. Not interesting to me. But some people do. Some people, that stuff really floats their boat. There's
right.
a podcast out there that's very similar, you know, that is, you know, very vulgar, and it has far more listeners than Free Talk Live does. There's no accounting for tastes, I guess. But nonetheless, the product exists. People are voluntarily choosing to consume this product. So you'd think that'd be where it ended, right? I mean, you know, it's a pay service. It's not on broadcast radio. They do a broadcast show, but obviously it's a lot more tame. So it doesn't exist. This extreme language show doesn't exist in the broadcast world. People that pick it up are paying specifically in order to get that particular content. You'd think that there wouldn't be any controversy in regards to these guys.
It seems fair to me.
But they've managed to stir it up anyway. Recently, they had someone on their show named Homeless Charlie And he apparently discussed having sex with Condoleezza Rice, as well as the Queen of England and Laura Bush. And Neil Bortz wrote an article about this. He's very upset at these guys for doing this sort of thing on their extreme language show that everybody knows is really extreme, right? He's very upset about it because he's scared of what the FCC might do as a result. And so with that in mind, obviously we can't play the audio for you. We just have to bleep every other word. I mean, they say the F word. It's like a one-minute clip, and the F word is uttered several times. So Bort says, now, I don't know what other radio hosts might have to say about this today, but I certainly have something on my mind, and if you choose to read on, you're going to get an earful. These two pathetic fools need to be removed from XM satellite radio right now, today. No suspension, no warning, fire them now. By the end of the day, you're going to hear liberals in Congress and the media referring to these two morons as talk show hosts. Comparisons will be drawn between them and people like Limbaugh, Hannity, Savage, and myself. You'll hear the phrases hate speech.
Oh, no, don't worry about it, Neil Bortz. They won't mention you.
You'll hear the phrases hate speech and hate radio over and over again as these leftists push their Stalinist-inspired plans to destroy conservatives and libertarian talk radio.
I would agree with him that far. He's likely to be, everybody's likely to be lumped up with these folks, and if you can put controls on them, you can put controls on the rest of us.
By the time the dust has settled, the majority of the people in this country, who don't, by the way, listen to talk radio, will absolutely believe in their hearts that Opie and Anthony's stunt is representative of all talk radio, and that these people will be eager to support their politicians in their goal to shut us down. He says, right now we've got a little gem called H.R. 3302, the Media Ownership Act. He says it's a project that of D.C. Democrats who know that conservative talk radio constitutes a real threat to their plans for total victory in 2008. If this law were to become law, this bill were to become law, talk radio as you know it would be dead inside of 9 months, period. Thanks to the antics of these two idiots, there will be more congressmen who will be willing to join in this and other efforts to control broadcast radio and, incidentally, to control satellite broadcasting as well. Over the years, there have been no shortages of politicians from both sides of the aisle who've wanted to initiate more government control of content on satellite radio and TV. And he goes on to talk about, you know, the excuse that politicians use that it's our airwaves or the public's airwaves, this sort of tragedy of the commons situation. And so the FCC he's saying essentially, without reading the rest of his article, that the FCC is going to use this as an excuse to step in and regulate all of talk radio and also regulate all of satellite radio, so therefore the XM radio should do the right thing and fire these two hosts, who, in my view, are just doing what they were hired to do. You hired these guys on because they're the extreme end of radio, and you put them on their own extreme channel. You warn everybody that they're going to do extreme things, and people are supposed to be upset when they do extreme things? What's the issue here? I think he's just scared.
I would agree that he's scared, and I would say that he has a certain legitimate fear. What he's saying will probably come to pass at some level or another. People, and I don't know if they're liberals, but people will come out and say, oh, this is bad, this is terrible, we need to limit content, blah, 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 that kind of thing. And it would affect our industry if that were the case. But if it came to pass, then it just goes to show the depth and the breadth of the stupidity of the American people and their politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, it's an extreme channel, labeled extreme. They're extreme hosts. It's not like there's not a warning. You have to pay money to get them. I believe you have to pay a premium to get Opie and Anthony. Isn't that so?
I'm not sure. Let's go to the phones, talk to Johnson in Connecticut. I think he knows the answer to that question. You're on Free Talk Live. Johnson.
I'm sorry. What exactly was that question again?
Is Opie and Anthony's channel a premium, or is it included in the XM?
It is included in the service. It is included. Actually, I don't even know that XM, they may have one premium channel. I'm not even sure if they have any premium channel.
Okay, so it's Howard Stern that's the premium channel on Sirius.
Yeah, Sirius is the one that has premium channels, and I don't know what's going to happen when the merger takes place, if there's going to be premium channels or what the deal is with that. I would certainly hope not. I don't believe
that there are.
I listen to Opie and Anthony every day.
Right. Okay, we're going to come back to you. Hang on. All right, 800-259-9231. So Neil Bortz, who claims to be a libertarian, is out here agitating for these guys to get fired. You'd think that he'd back up their company and freedom of speech and all that. We'll dissect this more. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 11, 2007, spot gold $669.60 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $691.15, $347.62 for half, and $173.80 for quarter ounce coins. That's $691.15, $347.26, and $173.88. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there, front page of the website, for your listening convenience at freetalklive.com. We're talking about a little talk radio tizzy that has erupted over the past few days with Opie and Anthony, who inhabit XM, one of XM's extreme channels, which means that if you listen to that channel, it's likely you're going to hear, well, extreme topics and extreme language and that sort of thing. So why anyone was shocked when a homeless man came on their show a few days ago and advocated you know, mentioned that he wanted to rape Condoleezza Rice and rape the Queen of England or whatever. Why anyone was shocked at that, I'm really not sure. But apparently Neil Bortz, who claims to be a libertarian, was, and he decided to write up an article about it, encouraging everyone to cancel their XM subscriptions and, you know, encourage XM to cancel these guys' show for doing what they were contracted to do. For I have a feeling that in their contract, just like with Don Imus, it probably says that they're supposed to be extreme and outrageous. And so, you know, you're offended by what they did? Don't listen to their show. And it's okay to call XM and complain about it, but if XM wants to keep them on the air, then, you know, that's their business decision. And it's clear that most XM subscribers either don't care what's going on that channel, or, you know, aren't really interested in that content, or they are, and they're listening. They're either not listening, or they are, and I guess it doesn't bother them that they're paying for it. And so just, we'll bring Johnson back on here. Johnson from Connecticut, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you're somebody who listens to Opie and Anthony, and you're also someone who's probably listened to at least a fair amount of Neil Bortz, right?
Yeah, I have, yep, a lot.
Now, how does this make you feel about Bortz after hearing what
he
had
to say? Kinda, you know, I listen to Bortz's show kind of as like a, you know, I like a lot of what he says, but at the same time, I have the same view. You know, I listen to O'Reilly every now and then and Savage. And, you know, Bortz, for the most part, I like when he talks and he actually, you know, throws out some actual libertarian ideals. But for the most, for the most part, I just think that, you know, he's not really a libertarian, and he's, you know, one of these radio show hosts that I listen to because I know I'm going to get angry, you know. And, you know, I've questioned Neil Bortz on his libertarianism in the past, and I've always kind of wondered, is he sort of, like, intentionally, you know, maybe being a shill for, like, a wing of the Republican Party or something like that. But now I'm just going to question his intelligence and his ability to be a decent person because Bortz is just a douche. I mean, this is, you know, we radio show hosts need to be circling the wagons. And his whole, the fact that he's jumping on board with trying to get another talk show thrown off the air is complete idiocy on his part. Does he think he's immune to what happened to Don Imus? Does he think he's immune to that? Bortz spends railing on Muslims.
I wouldn't call it idiocy. I would call it cowardice. What he's doing is he's trying to throw these guys under the bus. You know,
well,
he sees
idiocy,
something
it's
coming.
Cowardice. It may be cowardice, but it's idiocy because he's jumping on the bandwagon of and adding fuel to the fire that's eventually going to burn him up. Because he does all the same things that I got Imus thrown off air. He makes racist comments almost every show.
Really?
Yeah, almost every show. And
I don't really recall having heard that,
but
okay. I do, but I don't really remember him saying anything racist. Then again, I'm not particularly attuned to that either.
He does sit in the studio with a black guy, so who's he racist against?
He's racist a lot against Muslims, Mexicans.
I'm just curious to see.
You know, one of those guys, you know, towing that line. You know, close the borders. He's a close the borders kind of guy.
Well, but it's okay to be racist against Muslims and Mexicans in today's society.
Well, what he wants to do is throw Opie and Anthony to the altar of political correctness, basically. He wants to have their show taken off the air so he can cower in front of the politicians and say, look, we got these shock jocks taken off the air. Now, please don't regulate us. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to do here.
The other thing is I think he's trying to get back at them because Opie and Anthony a couple weeks ago actually did a segment because the first time, you know, we've actually been placed pretty high up in the Talkers top, 100?
Top 250.
We've been in that. And Opie and Anthony the first year didn't really get it. They got, like, way down the Talkers top 250, and they're a fairly major show. And in fact, actually, there's some confusion in the article that Bortz writes. He says that they're only on XM. That's not true. They're huge in broadcast FM radio as well. They do two shows. They do a show from 6 to 9 a.m. in the morning, and then they continue their show on XM. So they actually have both kind of genres of radio going on right now. So they're
how do they do that?
Enormous.
How can they possibly switch from, you know, like unacceptable content to acceptable content.
Have to be
That's
careful.
Amazing.
I mean, they've got a dump box in case they mess up, I'm sure.
Wow.
I'm filthy off air. I mean, I may swear as soon as I hang up the phone. But, you know, who knows? It's just, you know, some people are able to control their language. So
I think what makes Neil Bortz really angry is the idea that this legislation he's talking about, which really does seem to be a threat to talk radio, the H.R. 3302, if that goes through, it probably won't have an effect on Opie and Anthony in regards to it's only going to regulate terrestrial broadcasters,
well, here's
most
the thing.
Likely.
What was that comment that was said, I believe, the homeless guy, that was not on the XM. And here's what goes on. Their show is simulcast, so in other words, when they're on broadcast radio, it's also on XM. Like, the real-time feed is on XM, right?
This couldn't
without
have been on
delay,
broadcast,
without
dude.
The dump box. What?
This I heard the clip. It couldn't have been on broadcast. They would have had
it
to
was.
Just
no,
dumped
no, no,
out
no.
the entire
Here,
minute.
Here's the thing. This is why what I'm trying to explain to you. That clip was on, because I was listening. That was not too many days ago. I was actually listening at the time, and it was on broadcast radio.
How could they there was an F word every other word
yes,
during that clip.
Because that guy was in there. That clip probably didn't make it through, but that clip happened during the broadcast portion of their show. It
what
was
did
probably
they do in that case?
Him. Now, the reason why it was recorded is because it's simulcast on XM, so the XM listeners hear all the swears, hear all the stuff that gets dumped, right?
Right.
So, in other words, if you're listening to a broadcast, you would hear the warbling sound of, you know, a chunk of audio had just been removed, and you wouldn't know, you wouldn't be the wiser. You just wouldn't have heard that audio. But if you're listening via XM, you hear the whole thing. So that's probably how that clip was recorded. However, I don't know what portion of that made the air, you know?
Huh. I don't know
either
because...
Either way, it's still offensive.
Well, I'll post this this Bortz column on the BBS so everybody can take a look at it and hear it for themselves. I mean, there were so many F-words in there. The radio, the minute of radio that would have aired on radio stations would have just been a bunch of censoring. I mean, why would you want that on your radio station? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's bad
no.
radio to me. If I was doing a terrestrial show and somebody came in and started dropping F-bombs, you know, I'd immediately correct them and say, hey, we had to dump out of that. You need to stop talking that way. Otherwise, we're just going to take you off the air because it's useless.
Part of the reason why I wanted to talk to you guys, though, is an idea that Opie and Anthony have brought to the table, which as shock jock radio hosts, I think, is one of the most brilliant pieces of radio marketing and an idea, and I want to bring it to Free Talk Live.
All right, hang on. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Hey, that's what radio is all about, borrowing other people's ideas. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR-1. 1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the wiki, over 1,300 pages created by listeners like you. It's like a listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. WYKI.freetalklive.com.
Mother's Day is Sunday. If you haven't gotten something for Mom, go to 1-800-Flowers.com and get her something nice. They have flowers and gifts that she'll love, and they'll deliver on Mother's Day. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's code FTL, 1-800-Flowers.com.
Let's go back to Johnson in Connecticut. Now, Johnson, you said you had an idea that you wanted to suggest that Free Talk Live rip off from another radio show. What's up?
Absolutely, I think, or we should at least attempt it. You know, again, I think the radio show hosts should be circling the wagons and sort of protecting one another and really kind of vying for free speech and not kind of doing this backstabbing, childish joke, of an idea that, Neil Bortz is attempting. And what Opie and Anthony have sort of come up with and started, I mean, I guess they're starting planning on it or trying to figure something out, and there's now a new organization, and I really wish I could remember the full name because they just started a website, but essentially, they are speculating what could listeners do, what could fans of a show do to sort of pre-plan if a show is thrown off the air in one of these fashions, you know, in this fashion. If a show is kind of taken off the air by one of these vocal minority groups who just likes to complain, like the Parents Television Council,
right,
or Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton somehow manages to get a show thrown off the air. Well, I think NBC Broadcasting would maybe change their mind if, say, 10,000 people showed up outside their building and started marching around it protesting.
Very well.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, a lot of these, like, for example, with Imus, a lot of people listen to Imus. You know, I even have family who listen to Imus every morning. I mean, these shows, and this is exactly why I listen to Opie and Anthony and have listened to them since they came on air, is because they make driving pleasurable when I have to go to work in the morning, you know?
I think that's why people listen to whatever talk radio shows that they listen
to. Exactly.
But you're talking about listeners getting active in favor of their shows, in defense of their favorite shows.
Exactly,
right?
And being planned and having some sort of a switch or some sort of a plan of action, like, if this happens, we all need to do this, you know, so that it's pre-planned. So that there's some sort of, you know, and that there's websites, sort of central hubs of information for people who want to support a show if it were to suddenly disappear. Because... Hmm. You know, no one is immune. The biggest thing that shocked me the other day was Larry the Cable Guy. I'm sure you've heard of him. Pretty famous comedian out of Florida.
Okay.
Was on Opie and Anthony. He was doing, you know, his standard bit. And his comedy, pretty clean. You know, blue-collar TV. He was on there, and they were on the broadcast portion of their show. And he did a joke about... Asian race car drivers.
Oh,
and at one point in the joke, it wasn't horribly offensive. It's actually really light fare. At one point in the joke, he did an Asian accent, you know, like where he kind of, you know, talked in the Asian voice and, you know, made fun of the race car drivers. Well, they found out that material was dumped because, according to NBC Broadcasting, the company has decided that they are no longer allowing accents. They are no longer allowing people to speak in voices if they are not of the nationality that they're making.
That's hilarious.
So apparently some of these major broadcasting companies are just, now it's become proactive. They're going to just start stipulating their own censorship rules, which reminds me...
When in
me
doubt,
of,
leave it out, that sort of thing.
Right, it reminds me of our old days back when we were on WTMY in Sarasota.
Okay.
When we had a general manager that was just adding all sorts of stipulations above and beyond the FCC rules, and it was pretty unpleasant. And that seems to be the way things are going now.
I can see that it's left to the discretion of the broadcaster, whether it's the major network or the small one. And in their defense, they're scared of what the FCC is going to do. So, I mean, you know, I don't know why, what's their reason for having a backbone, you know?
Also, I like the idea of, in theory at least, of sort of listeners gathering together and coming up with a plan. I just really wonder if, you know, how effective it's going to be. Because the busybodies are really good at doing that sort of thing. But radio listeners, for the most part, they use it as a convenience. And only a certain percentage of them are actually the, you know, the P1, the obsessies that, you know, will listen every single day, no matter what happens, rain or shine. How many of those you can actually get out to activate and to, you know, hit the streets in front of a broadcast company? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if anybody ever actually successfully pulls it off and actually gets a company to reinstate it as a result of that. I mean, with Free Talk Live, for instance, we don't really have very many. There's not really very many axemen over our head. We don't work for a company like those guys do. And so if a radio station decides to drop Free Talk Live off the air, then it's going to happen in, you know, Yakima, Washington, where we've got one station that only reaches so many listeners in the first place. You know, there's only a certain percentage of people that would even be interested in taking up a cause like that. So, and at least with a, I don't know, I just wonder if that's even possible to organize.
I don't know, you know, and I if anybody could pull it off, I think that they could. I mean, as far as radio
shows, they may very well need to.
They pulled off a $4 million or $5 million thing when Imus was taken off the air. He used to run that charity for cancer, for children with cancer, and they managed to help pump a lot of money into that in his absence, and then... I think what's going on is they're starting a foundation, or at least some of the listeners of their show have decided to get together, and they're starting a foundation called the People Against People Against Censorship. And I think that's what really needs to happen, is that there needs to be not necessarily a movement. And I like the idea, and I think that the idea is very good of having, you know, a listenership backup to kind of support. Like, for example, if an advertiser were to just suddenly, like a major advertiser were suddenly to decide to drop a show, if you have a whole crew of people willing to start calling that advertiser and saying, we're not ever going to use you again.
Yeah, that's something that would work better. I think that would be better, because then you're not asking as much from people. You're not asking that they get in a car and drive somewhere. You're just asking they pick up a phone. And that's something that we've seen work here in New Hampshire. just on a completely different basis, on a political basis, where you've got somebody like a Russell Canning sitting in a jail cell for virtually no reason, and the activists will post the phone numbers of the jail, they'll post the phone number of the prosecutor, they'll post the phone number of whatever other bureaucrats are connected to the case, and then all the other activists will call up and, you know, very nicely say, hey, we'd like you to let so-and-so out. Or why are you still holding this guy? So it's sort of that same effect. And I say more power to them, as far as I think there definitely needs to be an organization out there that will take the side of the offensive, that will defend the undefendables. Like in the case of Imus, where everybody and their grandmother seems to be on the attack, where everybody's acting like they were offended, where everybody wants this guy getting thrown off the air. Let's have somebody get on the talking head shows and stand up for offensive content.
The First Amendment.
Yeah, say, hey, you don't like it, turn it off, call the companies and complain if you want to, but I think it's a great idea to have people coordinated and say,
we all need to start pushing back. We all need to start pushing back. I think everybody needs to pay attention, to wake up a little bit, and both politically and just with whatever power you have, you know, speak up and use that voice.
Absolutely. Johnson, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I agree completely. But that ties back into people getting active. I mean, it's one of the general themes of Free Talk Live is, you know, hoping to encourage people to actually stand up and defend their freedoms, because they're under attack from all sorts of different fronts. In the case of radio, it's the freedom of speech front. In the case of the war on drugs, it's your right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. It's just that people don't know what their freedoms are supposed to be, and they certainly aren't aware that standing up is going to do anything.
And a lot of times they don't care about other people's freedoms, just as long as they get what they want.
Right, or they don't care about a radio show they don't listen to. You know, only a certain percentage of the population has ever heard the show we were talking, either of the shows we were talking about this hour. So, you know, oh, I don't listen, I don't care what happens to them. That's the attitude. More coming up.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Many moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free that we do ask you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So you go and buy all the stuff you need for life, whether it be a hot new DVD or book or even groceries. They've got it all. 40 categories to shop in. Great free Super Saver shipping deals on a lot of their products. Head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just a couple more comments on the whole freedom of speech issue. And then we'll talk about a cop who apparently sexually assaulted some people. But I want to make it clear that while this is a freedom of speech issue, that Opie and Anthony or Neil Bortz or anybody else that says something on the air and is removed by his or her boss or their company, that's not necessarily a violation of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decision that an individual or company has made based on what they want their company to be. Their private property, it's their company, they can set the rules. So if you don't want your employees saying certain things on the airwaves, if one of our radio affiliates decides that for whatever reason they don't like what Free Talk Live has been talking about and that their listeners are uncomfortable or their advertisers are uncomfortable, it isn't censorship when they remove the show from the airwaves. It's an unfortunate decision, in my opinion, if a radio station were to take Free Talk Live off the air. But it's not really censorship. It's just a private decision.
It's a private decision in the arena of their taking people out for speech violations, First Amendment issues. The FCC is out there. They're making threats. They went after Howard Stern. They've levied huge fines. And it's kind of like, choosing not to go. There being some speed limit on a road, but they don't have a listing of what the speed limit is. They don't tell you what it is because there's no list of things you can say or can't say on the air. There's no seven dirty words that George Carlin says. It's not there. You shouldn't say them, but there's other things too. So you don't know what the speed limit is. So it's kind of like choosing I'll just go 25 because I know they've been picking up people that were going 45 and I don't want to get anywhere near that. And so these big companies they're making their rules in that area. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. So the big companies are making these rules that these people can't say stuff because they're scared to death of what the FCC is going to do.
Correct.
So, yes, it is a free speech violation because the companies are reacting to what the FCC did.
I see. And you know what? I don't think that you're going to have much. Johnson was on the air saying that, he thought that. That he thought that the talk show host should be, rallying, circling the wagon, so to speak, defending one another's freedom of speech. Now, here on Free Talk Live, you'll hear us do that, and I'm sure there are some other shows out there that will, but for the most part, I don't see the industry as doing that. I see a lot of infighting in this industry. You know, you look at you read the trades and you hear about what's going on, you know, Open Anthony having their little tissy with Neil Bortz or with Howard Stern.
Well, somebody's on the air right now where Imus was every single day.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody benefited from Imus getting kicked off the air for saying nappy-headed hoes.
They see it as an opportunity. They want their competition to be ousted. They want them to lose stations. They want them to be harmed. As long as their show isn't harmed, it's okay. But if the other shows are harmed, no big deal. And so getting the talk show hosts to really rally around each other on this, I think is going to be a tough one. I think that what you're going to see is probably a lot of continued infighting within the industry. And amongst all the infighting, the bureaucrats are going to be crafting their legislation. And, of course, the liberal hosts will support the legislation because I don't know exactly how it's written. I tried to get some information about it today. It has a lot of mandates and things that it calls for and media ownership rules that they want to change. And it's a bad bill that they're looking at. But they want to bring back the fairness doctrine, which is supposed to be a mandate that each viewpoint get equal time. So yes. I don't know if that doctrine will be applied to the station owner. I presume it will, as opposed to the program provider. Like, for instance, the station owner, maybe they'll be required to put one progressive show after a conservative show or whatever. Who knows how the bureaucrats will craft the legislation.
It could very well be a really great thing for Free Talk Live.
I don't know. I doubt. I don't know how Free Talk Live will be a factor because we're neither progressive nor conservative, and I wouldn't support it either. But anyway, my point is, if it favors one side over the other, then the side that it favors will get behind the legislation. The others will cry out because they're under attack, and everybody will be infighting as the bureaucrats just quietly pass their legislation. And what'll happen as a result of it? The face of talk radio will change, and it's probably going to change because talk show hosts refuse to fight together. They'll stand apart on this. Let's go to the phones and talk to Grandpa Stan, calling from Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
I sound like a grandpa.
Yeah, this is Grandpa. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. You got a young sound to your voice there. What's on your mind, Stan?
Well, I was just going to report. I was actually listening to Pastor Butch on the other line. He was talking about fires that are happening down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to give you a fire report from northern Minnesota. We've got about 30,000 acres now that have been burned, and we lost about 50 homes so far.
That's a bummer. I'm sorry to hear about that, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, apparently the entire country's on fire. Florida's on fire. Minnesota's on fire.
It's good for the newspapers. They
California,
love bad news.
They're on fire. That's what happens. It's it's getting there. It's summertime. Things burn. If you don't want your house to catch on fire, then you should build some, I don't know, moats around it. That'll help.
There's these fire retardant plants out there.
Yeah, zero-scaping, right?
Zero-scaping, yes.
Zero-scaping. All right, Julia, we've got a story about a police officer who has been touching people he shouldn't have, right?
Yeah. Calhoun County Grand Jury has indicted Ronald Gordon, a former Grantsville police chief, home confinement officer, and Circuit County bailiff on 8 felony sex crimes involving 6 girls and women. A ninth.
Is he a bay leaf or a bailiff?
A bailiff. I've been up for way too long. A ninth charge alleges Gordon while police chief broke into one of the woman's homes and to sexually abuse her. Gordon, 57, has been on home confinement at his former residence since his arrest last year. Also a former school bus driver, Gordon is accused of sexually abusing girls aged 9 and 17 in 1981 and 1988. So what I want to know is, if this guy was accused of sexually abusing girls as a bus driver, how come he was a police chief last year?
Wait, was he accused of it before this year? I mean, did they accuse him of it back in the 80s now it's resurfacing?
I don't know.
It says they accused him, or he was accused of sexually abusing girls in 1981 and 1988.
But nothing ever happened. See, there's
a
difference.
He was just accused.
Right, he wasn't convicted.
He was accused of sexually assaulting 4 women from 2000 to 2005 while he was a law enforcement official, using his position on at least 2 occasions to keep the women quiet.
Mm.
Gordon is scheduled to make an initial appearance in court, blah, blah, blah.
So, sweetie, if you talk about this to anybody, I'll just find a bag of marijuana in your car.
Well, that's exactly what it says here.
Really?
One of the examples it gives, the girl resisted. The complaint said, but Gordon proceeded to have sex with her. Afterwards, he allegedly warned the girl that if she told anyone, he would make people believe she is a liar and a thief. And then there's
and he's the police chief, so there's no reason why he couldn't.
That's exactly true.
Because as far as the public is concerned, the police have this sort of, I don't know, they're better than everybody else. That's what people seem to think. And so if a police chief accuses someone of being a thief, then, I mean, yeah, sure, there hasn't been a trial or anything, but all of a sudden the people in a little town will start to suspect things.
And, you know, what's it cost the police chief to make accusations?
Not a darn thing.
Nothing.
In 2004, he was talking to a woman outside her residence when he asked her for something to drink. Once inside, Gordon allegedly picked the woman up off the floor and pinned her against a stove. The woman resisted as Gordon allegedly made an unsuccessful attempt to have sex with her. He then left the residence. A day later, he called the victim to apologize.
It means he's not quite a rapist.
Okay.
Like, he wants to have sex with these women, and he's trying to somehow pressure
maybe
them into doing it.
Yeah, he's trying to scare them into voluntarily having sex because they don't want to get in trouble. So he's not raping them. He's trying to persuade them to have sex with
him. When you blackmail somebody, that's not rape? I don't know. That's kind
maybe
of like an oddball version of rape.
Maybe he feels better about it. Maybe he feels better about it because he's not exactly, I mean, he's
not forcing himself directly
physically
on them. He's threatening them
exactly.
In order to get them to have sex.
So a day later, he called the victim to apologize and warn her against reporting him to the authorities. Gordon threatened the victim, saying he could pull her over at any time he wanted, and he could find anything he wanted in her car.
You have to wonder. This is a police chief.
Mm.
I mean, the police chiefs of America are the best of the best. You know,
supposedly.
Those who, they've risen through the ranks for whatever reasons. You really have to wonder, how many of them are there like this guy? Not just police chiefs, but police in general. And the idea that this guy can make it to chief's pretty scary. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.